Stack, this is Rick Tidding on John Lyon, J-O-H-N. Lyon is L-Y-O-N. Lyon, date of birth 11-12-57. Date of visit 1-7-22. Please make a copy for Dr. John Chewning, C-H-E-W-N-I-N-G-D-O. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is recurrent bronchitis and chest wall hernia. Next paragraph. Fist present illness. This is a 64-year-old male who has a history of recurrent bronchitis and a long-standing history of smoking. Has been treated for a dry cough and an episode of bronchitis, more than 2 months ago. The patient also states that he was seen at the Advent Hospital emergency room in May of last year, at which time he was given a course of antibiotics and steroids for an episode of bronchitis. And he also had a CT chest done on 10/27/21, which showed no lung nodules but had a lung herniation along the left posterior lateral intercostal space around the 7th and 8th ribs. And there was a linear area of consolidation and atelectasis at this location. The patient states that he has some pressure along the left chest wall and he notices a slight bulge along the rib cage occasionally. He has been overweight and has history for snoring but has never had a sleep study. Next paragraph, past history is significant for right knee repair and a history of bronchitis. He has no history of hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years, continues to smoke, and drinks alcohol moderately, works as a auto salesman. No history of asbestos exposure. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of cervical cancer father died of heart disease. Next paragraph, system review. The patient had no weight loss or fever. He has cough and some wheezing. Then shortness of breath with exertion. He has some heartburn. Denies flank pains or urinary symptoms. He has some joint pains and muscle stiffness and has mild leg swelling. He has no headaches, blackout spells, but has numbness of the extremities and memory loss and skin rash. Denies vertigo or blackouts. Next paragraph. Med list included Ventolin, 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This. Oh, can you also mention in the system review, the patient does have history for skin rash consistent with psoriasis. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This middle-aged, obese, white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No sign of the citrus or clubbing. Yes, diffuse psoriatic skin lesions over the extensive surfaces of his extremities and back. Next paragraph, blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 92, rest patients 20, temps 97.5, weight is 215, saturation 95. HEND, norms phallic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is cleared, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. There was a bulge along the left lower rib cage at the 8th intercostal space, about 3 centimeters in diameter. And this is reducible. There's no rib tenderness. Chest reveals diffuse wheezes palatally with prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular as on an ester nor mama. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no crab tenderness. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Skin revealed psoriatic skin lesions over the knee and the extensive surface of the hands and arms and back. Neurologically, there are no focal deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, period. Next paragraph, breast number one. Probable COPD. Number two is a left chest wall hernia, reducible. And number three is nicotine dependency. Next, number four is exogenous obesity. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. You'll also get a follow-up CT chest next month to evaluate the area of atelectasis and chest wall herniation. And if there's any enlargement of the hernia, thoracic surgical consultation will be requested. You're advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. The follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. John Chewning, C-H-E-W-N-I-N-G-D-O. Let's talk to D'Souza.